troubling new details about last year's massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School and the man who went on that deadly killing spree. Today, police released thousands of documents from their investigation, including revelations the killer's mother had considered moving to our state and enrolling her son in a special school. ABC's Marcy Gonzalez has more.
It is now a closed case. The investigation into the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School concluding today with Connecticut State Police releasing their full report. The thousands of pages covering witness statements and nearly every other detail of the investigation. While graphic images and details were redacted, the report does include video showing shell casings on the floor of the school where 20 students and six educators were murdered last December, as well as images from inside killer Adam Lanza's home, including a gun on the floor of his mother Nancy's bedroom where she was shot to death. In Lanza's bedroom, the video shows garbage bags covering the windows, and there are images of the computer police say Lanza smashed, destroying a potentially key piece of evidence that could have helped investigators learn more about how the 20-year-old planned the massacre and why.
What's very clear is that he was thinking about committing this crime.
Though the motive was not determined, there are details giving insight into the killer's emotional issues and his obsession with mass murders.
Still no comment from the victims' families about the release of this report.